Give me all your cash and some scratchers. I'm feeling lucky. Be cool.
Why do we gotta come here for a snack? There's no healthy choices for me.
Listen, I support you trying to eat right, but I've been craving this burrito ever since we heard that La Cucaracha car horn.
I thought you just wanted the burrito.
If I told you my whole plan, you never would let me come in here.
This looks like the same apple that tempted Eve.
You know, interesting fact about apples. There are so many varieties that if you ate a new one every day, it'd take you 20 years of trying them all.
You don't say.
Yep. My favorite in order. Gala, Braeburn, Honeycrisp, Fuji. No, wait. Fuji before Honeycrisp.
Hey, buddy, you checking out or not?
Back off. Whoa. Just back off.
Okay, take it easy. Put the gun down. We can figure this out.
No. I can get my money and my scratchers. You're going to let me walk out of here. Hey, it's all right. It's cool.
Nobody do anything stupid.
I'm here.
Officer down. You right, buddy?
Some of those maxi pads and put some pressure on my partner's backside.
Stay where you are. Nobody's touching my ass.
La la ba di da. La la ba di da. For the first time in my life, I see love.
I see love.
And for the first time in my life, I see love.
How's it look?
Well, luckily the bullet passed clean through the cheek, but sadly I think your thong bikini days are behind you.
Don't make me laugh. It makes my buns jiggle.
Mike?
Molly, in here.
Hi. Oh, my God, sweetie. How are you feeling?
Better now that you're here.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I got here as soon as I could, but first they sent me to the wrong hospital, and then when I got in here, they wouldn't let me in because they said your husband was already with you.
I just said partner and the most important person in my life. They're the ones who made the assumption.
Are you going to make you spend the night?
They just want me to stay for a couple more hours, then I can go.
Okay, good. Let me take you home and take care of you and keep you away from all these bad people.
Where's my son? My...
There he is, the man with the Kevlar ass.
Can I get you something for the pain, sweetie? Whiskey, vodka, Mexican NyQuil.
Maybe a Percocet, Vicodin. I'm out of Demerol, but I can have some here in an hour.
No, I'm fine. They loaded me up with pain pills.
Which I will count and lock up at the end of each night. Can I get you some ice?
Should have seen this man today. They say don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Well, Mike Big showed up with nothing but a can of Diet Coke. Just needed one calorie to take down that dirt bag.
I'm just glad nobody else was hurt.
Well, you are a real hero. Your next meal at the diner is on the house. Like it usually is, but this time I won't give you crap for it.
That's very generous, and thank you all for the concern, but I'm pretty tired and just want to go to bed.
Yeah, you need me to sit with you? Read you a book? Tickle your back?
It wasn't okay in the hospital. It's not okay here.
Come on, boy. I'll get you upstairs.
Oh, that's okay. I think his wife can put him to bed.
I think if anybody should take him up, it's his mother. It's time for nurturing, not nookie.
He got shot. I'm not trying to get laid.
Watch your mouth. That's my son.
Stop it. I can put myself to bed.
Well, call down if you need anything. I'll be up in a little bit. Shouldn't you be getting home? Sun will be coming up soon.
Yeah, let me take you home, Miss Biggs.
Thank you. While my boy heals, you might want to consider dusting. I'd hate to lose him to infection.
Hey, Peggy, lose this!
Did you just flip off your mother-in-law?
Not really. She can't see at night. It was more for me.
Okay?
Yeah. Just can't get comfortable. I'm gonna go downstairs for a while.
Oh. You want me to go downstairs with you and help you get set up in a chair? It's really clean down there. I dusted.
No, you keep sleeping.
You know, you've been through a lot today. You wanna... Can you talk about it?
Honey, I'm fine, really. Okay? Just gonna go downstairs, watch some TV.
Mike.
Yeah?
I'm really glad you're okay. You know, I got that call today.
I know. I know. Good night.
Night. I love you.
Love you, too.
I agree with Carl. Your butt's still really cute.
Hey.
Hey, you're up late. Come on, have a seat.
I can't. Somebody shot the thing I used to sit on.
Well, you don't realize how much you use your ass until you can't. Here, I want you to have this.
Your hemorrhoid pillow?
But you deserve it. I mean, you took a bullet. All I did was push to her.
No, thanks. That poor pillow's been through enough.
Couldn't sleep, huh?
No. Oh, I just keep replaying today over and over again in my head. Yeah, we come in 2 minutes earlier or 2 minutes later, the gun drops a little different, boom. I'm dead. No more Mike Biggs.
Well, you can't think about it. You just gotta thank God you're alive and live every day like it's your last.
You know, you're right, Vince. I need to talk to somebody I haven't spoken with in a long time. Hand me that phone.
That's the spirit.
Is this Tony? Hey, Mike Biggs. How you doing, man? Yeah, it's been a while. Listen, I'd like to order a pepperoni pizza. You want in on this?
Well, what about your diet?
You gonna judge me or join me?
Oh, what the hell? Pineapples and jalapenos. Tonight we ride.
No, he's still in bed, Carl. We had a pretty restless night. Yes, he does look like a little sleeping angel. No, I'm not going to take a picture and send it to you. Because it's weird. Okay, I'll have him call you when he gets up. He loves you too. Okay, bye. Bye. Oh, my God. My sister wife's got to chill out. Oh, boy. Oh, that's not good. That's not good at all.
I got Santac, I got Tums, I got my Lanta.
Give me them all. Feels like I swallowed a nest of fire ants.
What's wrong with him? Heartburn, diarrhea. Oh, it was so bad, I made him use the bathroom at the 76th station down the street.
Does this have anything to do with the pizza boxes in the trash?
I promise not to tell.
Come on, your word is meaningless. Spill it.
All right. It was just supposed to be a late-night pizza between friends, but then your husband got this look in his eyes. They went dead like a shark's.
I know that look.
He kept circling the pizza boxes, just eating and eating. At one point, we had delivery guys stacked up three deep, like planes waiting to land at O'Hare.
Come on, you know he's on a diet. Why didn't you try to stop him?
I asked myself the same question while I was squatting over a gas station toilet.
And I'm just thankful to OA for helping me get my eating under control.
How you holding up, buddy?
I'm fine.
I heard about what happened yesterday.
It was just a little pizza.
I was talking about you being shot?
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
That was pretty great. So would anyone else like to share?
Fine. Hi, my name's Mike. I'm an overeater.
Hi, Mike.
I slipped up last night. I ate a little more than I should have. Was that good? No. But I had kind of a rough day. You know, the kind of day where the bad guys use your ass for target practice? So what if I've had a few pizzas, some wings, a little cheesecake, and a can of frosting?
He's got food issues.
I could have died last night, so I ate. Big deal. What are you going to do, shoot me? Too late? Somebody already did. Oh, you know what? Screw this. I'm going over to the AA meeting next door. They got better stories and they have snacks.
Shut up, Harry.
Have you seen Mike?
No, but I saw you flip me the bird the other night.
How did you see that?
I got the cataract surgery.
Hey, good for you.
When's the last time you saw him?
He was hobbling out of our OA meeting.
Can you blame him? Nothing worse than those boo-hoo groups. I deal with my issues the old-fashioned way. I drink.
What's this?
Making a feel-good pudding for the boy.
Really? Food is the last thing he needs.
Hey, I know how to heal my own son. It wasn't a cast that fixed his broken arm when he was six. It was banana pudding, morning, noon, and night. And when that cast couldn't fit anymore, we knew he was healed.
Are you insane? Pudding is not medicinal.
Calm down.
No, I will not calm down. My husband was shot, and he won't talk to me about it. And now he's eating himself into an early grave. And I thought maybe you would want to help me because you're the only other person in this entire world who loves him as much as I do.
Come here.
Why?
Just come here.
Put the knife down.
Oh, God, what are you doing?
I'm hugging you. And no one needs to know about this.
Well, I'm certainly not going to tell anybody about it.
There you are. Matt, do you have any idea how many people are out there looking for you?
Three.
Yes.
Thanks for coming. I have something I want to say to you.
You're sorry?
Quit.
What are you talking about?
I want you to turn my badge in for me.
Get out of here.
I'm done. I don't need it.
First of all, no. And secondly, when we do decide to quit, that's going to be a decision that we make together as a couple.
Oh. Just take the damn badge.
But I will not. What has gotten into you?
A bullet, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had a long couple of days. Why don't I just drive you home?
That's probably a good idea. The bartender cut me off.
You don't seem that drunk.
From the nachos.
Man, we have patrolled every inch of this city.
We sure have.
Look, there's the park where we busted that carriage driver for selling drugs.
Yeah, I knew something was fishy. Too many junkies were taking romantic rides around the duck pond.
Well, you're a damn good cop because you're the one who figured out that he was hiding the drugs in the manure bag.
You know what still gnaws at me, though? Where did that horse poop?
Oh, and there goes the building where you saved that jumper.
Yeah, that one could have gone a couple different ways.
Not with Mike Biggs on the job. I still can't believe that you went out on that ledge. God, you remember how afraid of heights you used to be?
I still am. Just worked through it. It's what you got to do.
Well, whatever you do, you saved a man's life.
I know what you're doing, Carl.
Yeah, is it working? I could take you by that drain pipe where you rescued that stuck kitten and the fire department had to come rescue the stuck you.
Just drive.
Thanks for coming home.
Sorry. Had to work some things out. What are you doing?
I'm making a sundae as big as my head.
You trying to make me feel bad?
No. Trying to make me feel good.
Molly, please, don't do this.
I was wrong. I should have talked to you.
You know, if you can't come to me and I can't come to you, then what are we doing here?
I said I was wrong. I mean, what else can I say?
I just want us to remember this moment the next time I screw up.
Let's throw this away.
I won't take anything away from what happened to you yesterday, but I had a bit of a traumatic experience myself.
What happened?
Your mother hugged me.
Really?
Yeah, and the worst part was, it was kind of nice.
Let's go to bed.
I've eaten worse.
Brought you a snack.
I'm back on the wagon again, Vince.
Same here. Sugar-free Jell-O and non-fat whipped cream. I packed on 6 pounds being your binge buddy.
It's not that bad.
Are you kidding? On my frame, goes right to my neck. Like I swallowed a fanny pack.
Thanks.
So, how's the bullet hole healing?
Molly says my twerking days are over.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I, but she sure thought it was funny.
You're probably gonna have a nice scar back there. Speaking of which, have I ever shown you this one?
It's like you were stapled or something.
Yeah, I was bartending on a cruise ship, and I got bit by a buck-toothed Russian gal. Caught me on the Lido deck playing topless shuffleboard with her sister.
See this?
Firefight?
Trombone scar. High school July 4th parade. Shriner and a minicar stopped short. Even with all the blood, I never missed a note.
Impressive. You see this one? Went camping with a little person, and they caught me on the back of the head with a shovel.
What the hell'd you do to him?
Her. Did you know they don't like being called midgets anymore?
Yes, I did.
You want the rest of this?
Sure, you don't like it?
Yeah, I'm gonna roll the dice, maybe see what's in the garbage.
Shovel to the head explains a lot.